I tell you, it's been a good day for our franchise. Three number one picks who I think will all come in and help our football team in their first season. So we're excited, thankful for the fans that showed up at our draft party. We had a great turnout. You could hear the noise all the way out here at Winter Park. It was terrific. And to culminate it with the picks that we had today, there's no question in my mind we've gotten better. The draft is not over. I mean, we still have other picks, and hopefully we can continue to build our roster and just continue to improve. I think our scouts and our coaches have done a terrific job of just working together to come away with the three picks that we have. And as we go through this process, it's showing more and more that the communication between our scouts and our coaches is really benefiting our roster. So we got a lot more work to do, but we're excited about what happened today.
So what was the scene like up there when you knew you had a deal with New England and Rick was down here talking to us? What was going on up there?
Well, actually, I was doing radio. So they came in and started the signal doing this, telling me to cut it short. And I didn't know why. And you know, I soon found out why. I needed to get back upstairs and so we could discuss what was transpiring. So it was well worth the discussion. I'm glad we were able to cut it short so we could get back up that time. It worked out great.
Were you surprised and happily surprised when you walked back into the room and found out you were getting that third guy?
I was happily surprised because before I left to go do the interview, I had just talked to Rick and some of my other people about, you know, what do we have to do to get back in the first, or do we have to wait till tomorrow to have a chance to go back and get Cordell? And they said, well, you know, it may end up have to be tomorrow. And then, of course, you know, turned out to be tonight, so that was great.
Rick's down here talking to us. Who's kind of running the war room at that point?
Well, we had some other people up there. I mean, George Payton is our assistant. Scott Stutwell is up there. We had some other people in charge, and they were the ones that notified us that, you know, time to get back upstairs.
Did the Patriots call you or vice versa, or how did that transaction all start to snowball and go downhill?
Well, we were getting a number of calls, Judd, from different teams about, you know, trading. We still had quite a few picks left, even though we had those two picks in the first round. We still had quite a few picks for tomorrow and the next day. So we had teams calling, and so it was just a matter of if someone came with something that could get us back in the first, and New England was that team.
How do you, not to be a downer, Les, but who plays middle linebacker right now for this team?
Well, we got some guys on our roster, but the draft is not over. Probably can answer that a little bit better on Sunday or Monday, but we have some guys on our roster who will compete for the position. And we still have some time to maybe bring in a young guy as well.
How do you foresee Floyd and Kevin coexisting at the three technique?
I think it's going to be a great combination for us. I mean, Kevin is still a guy who's viable for us. We're excited that he's back for another season, and he'll get a chance to tutor a guy who we think is going to be a very, very good football player for a long time. So should be a great combination for our team.
Did you expect to get any of these three players when you went through your mock drafts and your preparation?
I tell you, Jim, the scenario with Sharif, that one never really came up. And we talked about so many different scenarios and went through a lot of different possibilities. But I don't think any of us foresaw that he would come down to 23. I just don't recall us really talking about that. And if we did, we all said it would be a no-brainer, and it turned out to be just that. There wasn't any hesitation when we realized that he was going to be there.
When you're in that situation and there's a guy that you think is going to go that high, do you spend the same number of hours talking to him as a guy that you think is going to be there when you pick? Or is it hard to put in the time thinking that this isn't going to even pan out that we have a chance at him?
No, we put in the time. I mean, Rick and the scouts, along with our coaches, I mean, we go through the vetting process with all those guys just to make sure, because you never know. Just like tonight, you never know. So you want to make sure that you've done your homework and you're prepared if for some reason things don't go quite like you anticipated. And fortunate for us, we were prepared, and we got a good football player.
You always kind of about Rhodes. What do you like about Rhodes, and how important was it to address that that position after Winfield left?
Well, his size, Chip, is obvious. I mean, that sticks out. He's a guy who has great length. He has very good speed. He has some turnover ability as well, and he's competed at a high level against some very good competition in the ACC. So we feel like he'll be a guy that can come in and help match up with some of the bigger receivers in our division and our league as well, and should be able to help us early on. It was an area we needed to address, and we were able to get it addressed.
Give you an opportunity to play more man, too?
We like to be able to do that at times, and he'll give us that opportunity. He comes from a system where they play a lot of man, mixing in some zone, but He should be a big plus for us.
How big was it for you to have Greg on the roster now to tutor a guy like Cordero, who's by all accounts a little raw in the receiving department?
That was a part of the discussion as we were going through this, John, and just talking about the different receivers and if there was a chance of taking Cordell or some of the other receivers too that we thought, because of their youth, having a guy like Greg in the room, I mean, that would be a plus for us. So it definitely factored in, and we think because of Greg's veteran experience, the way he is as a person, that should benefit a guy like Cordell, but not only him, other young receivers as well.
Were there any reservations about giving up as many picks as you did to get back up there and get him?
Not really. I mean, he was a guy that we talked about a lot, along with some other guys. So the opportunity, as I mentioned a moment ago when Tom asked, I mean, we talked about it after our second first-round pick of the possibility of trying to come back and get him, and it worked out.
How involved were you in scouting Rhodes or any of the other defensive backs?
Can you say it one more time?
How involved were you in scouting for Xavier Rhodes or any of the other defensive backs?
I was involved, like I am with all the positions, on offense and defense. I sit down and watch tape with the position coaches, with the coordinator, and so I was well-versed on the corners as well as the receivers and other positions as well. So had tremendous familiarity with Xavier.
You talk a lot about big plays. I mean, how important is it just getting these three guys, first-round guys, with the ability to kind of make those kind of big plays you talk about?
It's extremely important. In our league, I mean, that's a big deal to be able to get big plays on defense and to be able to get big plays on offense and even in the kicking game. And that's one of the things that Cordell can provide. I mean, he's one of those guys who can return kicks. He was an excellent kick returner in college and has some potential to be a punt returner as well. And what Sharif and Xavier are able to do, I mean, those guys are impact players, and we're trusting they're going to have an impact on our defense and our offense this next season.
How important is it kind of pairing Rhodes, too, with Chris Cook, giving you two big corners kind of match up with those receivers in the north?
I think if it works out that way, it would be good for our team. I mean, they are two guys who we've seen what Chris can do. We know he can match up with the big receivers in our league and our division, and we obviously believe that Xavier can do the same. But we don't want to discount Josh. We think AJ, those guys are going to compete as well, and they'll have a chance. But we definitely wanted to address the size differential and be able to find the talent that we thought could help us this next season.
Do you still think you need to address the nickel cornerback? I remember Josh and AJ were not having a great time in the nickel, and Marcus Sherrills also was struggling. Do you think Rhodes has the ability to address that, or are you looking elsewhere?
We'll move Xavier around a little bit, but we think he's primarily an outside guy. But we do think that Josh has that ability. We know that Marcus has done it for us in the past, and we got some other guys we're going to take a look at as well. But we're going to—I mean, Brandon Burden is another candidate. We got some other guys on the roster who can potentially go in there and play the position. It seems with most wide receivers that come into our league, there is a learning curve. Just the route running, trying to get assimilated to a new offense, there's an adjustment. There are very few wide receivers that come in and make an impact, a big impact in their first year. But we're going to do all we can to get him prepared and get him ready to have an impact on our football team and on this league. And we know for a fact that as a kick returner, he'll have a chance to have an impact early. And we'll bring him along as a wide receiver.
As a defensive guy, what's that like, seeing Floyd dropping there, seeing all those corners dropping?
Wow, it was good to see. I mean, I still believe that you win championships with solid defense, and you got to be able to score points. You got to be able to do it in a variety of ways. But the way offenses are now and the way the rules are, it's just you got to find a way to slow people down. I think today we added two pieces to the puzzle that will help us in getting that done.
You start talking about packaging some of your other picks and getting back into the second or third round to address middle linebacker at all?
I'm sure we'll have it up for discussion. I mean, we'll talk about a lot of things between now and tomorrow and try to figure out, what's best as we go forward.
What would be your plan if you don't get a middle linebacker out of this draft?
We've thought about some different scenarios, how we'd address it, but we still have some time to maybe, find a guy. There's still a lot of linebackers on the board. So we'll see how it unfolds. But we do have an idea of what direction we go if it doesn't work out in the draft.
Was this year unique simply because so many offensive linemen were going very early in the draft? It seemed like there was a run on them in the first half of the round.
I think that had a lot to do with it. And, you know, usually they're quarterbacks that are going early and skill guys going early, and that wasn't the case this year. I mean, a lot of, as you mentioned, offensive linemen going, and that pushed some other guys back. And it's a great year for us for that to happen because we definitely wanted to be able to improve on the defensive side with personnel, and I think we were able to do that tonight.
Last one.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right.